introduction.
我谢谢 Pastor Tom 对我的介绍。
我对不起，我应该讲中文。我说真的，我来你们中间两天了。
To be frank to the truth, I've been here for 2 days.
我去过很多不同的教会。
I've been to many other churches.
我必须说，这个教会也许是我去过的教会里面，最彼此相爱、彼此相合的一个教会。
But honestly, I say this church is the church I think is the church show the most love and the most united.
我不晓得是因为我们哥伦比亚是一个小地方。
Maybe because Colombia is a small city.
还是神特别恩待我们这群基督徒、这群弟兄姐妹有这样的彼此相爱的心。
Or maybe God has special mercy on us, so that we have such a heart that we can love one another.
让我分享这一个题目、这个信息的时候。
Before I share the message tonight,
我更加得到激励。
I've been very encouraged.
因为我能够在你们已经有合一的这个基础上再往上盖一层楼。
Because I can preach on the foundation of your unity so that it can help you build further up.
我去过一些不同的地方。
I've been to many different places.
有些地方有一些争执。
And some places there are some arguments.
那些争执当中有很多伤心的事情。
Among the arguments caused a lot of heartaches.
在这些伤心的部分需要疗伤的。
And they need healing in this part.
希望我们教会不但没有这样子的现象，更要有这个心智，甚至去帮助其他的教会弟兄姐妹，在那些不合一的过程当中，能够成为神的祝福。
We not just give thanks to Lord for this, but also may God use your experience, your unity to help other people.
因为耶稣的心意是要他的门徒合一，是不是？
Because it is God's heart that all His disciples be united in one.
我们就从这个阿门来开始。
So we start from this Amen.
Okay, 我们就看第一章。
Let's see the first slide.
我有两张的这个slide， 先把很基本、很简单的这些定义跟大家讲清楚。
I have two slides to give you a definition about what is unity.
第一个，什么叫做合一，或者什么不是叫做合一
？First one is what is unity and what is not.
合一不是统一，或者是划一，或者大家穿一样的衣服，或者穿一样的裤子、穿裙子。
Unity is not uniformity. That means wear the same uniform, the same dress.
那也不是把一些人硬凑在一起的时候，所谓的联盟或者是结合。
Or you just put people together to form a union.
像联合国一样。
Or just lay out UN.
那也不是完完全全是在做好像彼此和好或者谋和的工作。
And it's not a process of peacemaking.
也不是寻求平等。
It's not also seek for equality.
因为当你说寻求平等的时候，就表示已经不平等了。
如果 you say you seek for equality, that means you are not equal.
如果你信主的话，你已经知道我们在主内都是同有耶稣基督的生命的人，我们是平等的。
But because you know if you are in Christ, we are all equal.
在至少在地位上是如此。
Because all equal in position.
然后合一也不是人所造的。
Unity is not man-made.
合一更不是，这是中国的东西。中国王阳明不是有个天人合一的学说吗？
In the Chinese saying is that is a heaven man union. Unity is not like this.
在王阳明的学说里面，他很盼望、很羡慕天跟人的合在一起。
A Chinese philosopher, 王阳明, he always desire for a unity between heaven and man.
今天的新纪元运动，如果你们了解那个东西的话，就在想这个东西。
If you understand New Age movement, they're talking about the same thing.
可是我要提醒弟兄姐妹。
But I have to remind you, brothers and sisters.
人是创造者。
God is the creator God.
我们是被造者。
And we are the creatures.
两个不可能用天人合一来解释。
And this too cannot be explained by just a union between heaven and man.
这不但是神学上的讨论的议题，更是很危险的一个境界。
It is not just an argument in philosophy, but it's also a dangerous area you may get into, get astray.
所以我们先把这些不是先讲清楚了。
So now we tell what is not unity.
那是什么？下一章。
So now we talk about what is unity.
很简单，就只有两个，也是从两处的圣经出来的。你把下面的打出来好了。
Okay, the unity is from two verses from the Bible.
第一个就是它是神所赐的。
First, it was given by God.
在以弗所书四章第三节，你们都很熟悉的那节经文。
And it's from the Ephesians chapter 4:3.
Yeah. 所以那第二个部分是指的是在基督里的关系成为一。
The second part is we are oneness in Christ.
什么叫做在基督里的关系成为一呢？就是下面那几句，加拉太书三章二十八节所说，不管你是犹太人、希腊人、自主的、为奴的、或男的、或女的，因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一了。
Okay, then what is mean by oneness in Christ is from Galatians 3:28. That is, there is neither Jew nor Gentile, nor slave nor free, nor is there male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus.
在基督耶稣里成为一，就在耶稣基督的关系里面合一。
It's all oneness in Christ means you are through the relationship with Christ, we all become one. So when you say oneness, it's a oneness in relationship.
我跟我的耶稣基督，你跟你的耶稣基督，我跟我们的姐妹，跟我们的弟兄，我们是合一的。
So we are oneness in with Christ, and you are oneness in Christ, and then we are oneness through Christ.
所以合一是指的这样子的意思。
So that what it means by oneness.
我们可以在不同的地方。
We can in different places.
不同的兴趣。
We have different hobbies.
或者甚至于不同的职业，不同的工作。
Different occupations.
不同的性格。
Different personalities.
可是我们在基督里已经合一了。
But we are united in as oneness in Christ.
所以我说我们要竭力的去保守。
So that's why we say Ephesians 4:3, we have to keep this unity.
早先知道我给你们的题目是竭力保守合一这六个字。
So if you know that I keep you as a the topic of tonight is to keep the unity, the weakness of unity.
可是我后来把它改了。
And later I change it.
我改成展现合一的见证。
We have to display the weakness of unity.
因为我来到我们哥伦比亚的教会。
Because I've been here to this church in Colombia.
因为我们中间若有求神怜悯。合一本身是绝对有拦阻，也绝对有挑战的。
Because we want to be oneness in Christ, but we know we must will have obstacles and challenges.
不会没有挑战的。
We must have, there will be challenges.
有恶者在那边散布谣言。
Because the evil one will spread rumors.
我们自己的罪性也会与他同工的。
And our sinful nature will work with the evil one.
所以等等我们会谈到这方面问题怎么办。
So we'll talk about it. What should we do in face of this?
不合一的根源在哪里呢？
What are the root causes of disunity?
你们回答吧。
Can you answer this question?
可不可以用很简单的一两个字回答？
Maybe in one or two words.
啊？
Sin.
100%，我也同意。
100%.
就是你我原来那个罪性。
Because it's all caused by our sin.
我们那个东西现在还没有根除。
Our sin problem hasn't been totally erased.
所以我们要竭力的保守。
So we have to keep the unity.
这次宣教年会我用一个很特别的主题叫做体贴神的心意。
So this mission conference, the theme of it is be mindful of God's own heart.
我们昨天谈到的神的心意的第一个部分就是要每一个基督徒都定义做主耶稣基督的门徒。
Last night we talked about being an intentional disciple of Christ.
今天我们要谈到合一所展现出来的见证。
And tonight we talk about how you keep the witness of unity.
因为那是宣教，那是传福音，非常根本，也需要必须做的一个部分。
Because that's the most important and the fundamental part of.
今天早上我们会提到切盼万邦来归主。
And tomorrow morning we will talk about anticipate all nations turn to God.
所以我们今天就在这个合一的题目，请看下一章。我们来看到诗篇的第133篇。
And now we're going to read Psalm 133.
我今天要用大卫的这个诗篇。
We talk about the Psalm written by David.
加上约翰使徒约翰在第十七章所说有关合一的话。
And also what John talked about in John 17 about words about unity.
来鼓励我们从这段经文里面来看到大卫是什么样的一个人。
So from this time, we have to see what kind of person David is.
耶稣为门徒祷告合一是为什么的？
And why Jesus prayed for the unity of his disciples.
然后第三个，我们要看到耶稣要门徒合一，最后是做什么？
And the last, we'll talk about why Jesus wanted the disciples to be in unity.
这133篇很多人都会背，只有三节而已。
This Psalm 133, a lot of people know how to memorize this psalm. Let's all read it together in Chinese or English. Let's together.
看啊，弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美！这好比那贵重的油浇在亚伦的头上，流到胡须，又流到他的阴茎，又好比黑门的甘露降在锡安山。 因为在那里有耶和华所命定的福，就是永远的生命。我问你们一个问题，
Let me ask you a question.
大卫写这个诗篇，
David wrote this psalm.
你觉得大卫的一生，他的一生很和睦吗？
Did you think that David lived in unity with other people?
Yes. No. 没有。
No.
很没有。
There's no unity.
很缺少。他从小长大的过程当中，他家里是最小的，他的哥哥欺负他的，讲他坏话的，记不记得？
So since he was the youngest in the family, and ever since his young age, he was always blamed, accused, and by his brothers.
后来他的岳父，你知道他的岳父是谁？
Remember his father-in-law?
要追杀他的，记不记得？
Remember his father-in-law tried to kill him?
很长的那个沙漠记载追杀的过程。
And in Samuel first, he talked about how Saul tried to kill David.
然后大卫做了王之后，他手边有许许多多很好战，又是很勇敢，又是能够得胜的勇士。
When David became king, he had a lot of brilliant soldiers around him.
那这些好战的勇士干嘛就只有一个希望？ 他们好流人的血。
What kind of soldiers he has? Those soldiers, they yearn, they desire to shed other people's blood.
甚至于他的那个大元帅也要杀人。 Even
his general killed a lot of people.
动不动就想要杀人。
He killed people when he was young.
他是活在那样子的环境当中。
So he lived in such a situation with.
做王以后也是如此。Even
he became king.
后来你们知道他年老的时候，年长的时候犯了罪。
Remember when at the older age he committed a serious sin?
他犯罪的时候更糟糕。
He was getting worse.
他的家中就变成一大堆的战争的事情。
And there's a lot of fighting in his family.
祸延他的子孙。
Even has bad consequences.
他的儿子也造反了。
His son revolted against him.
造成了国家的内战。
And it was a civil war in his country. And his son died in war.
他在很悲伤的过程当中，
and his in his in his despair，
收拾战局，一直到他的老年，
he has to recover the situation until his old age.
可能我们对大卫都觉得他是一个合神心意的人啊。
Well, we think David was a man after God's heart.
可是他的生平是这样子的。
But he lived such a life.
对吗？
Is it true?
他一生当中很缺少和睦。
Actually, in his life, he has no unity living among people.
当我在读这篇诗篇的时候，我反复思想。
So when I read this psalm, I think about it many times.
这诗篇后面有个小字说是上行诗。
In this psalm, it talks about it's a psalm of ascent.
那如果你知道上行诗的意思，你可以去查，意思就是说去上圣殿或者进耶路撒冷的，一面走一面唱。
So what is this song of Psalm for Sam Man? It means a psalm they sang on the way to go to Jerusalem, to the temple to worship God.
一个合神心意的人，一生缺少和睦，可是在他要上圣殿崇拜神的时候，唱出这样子的诗歌。
So this man is after God's heart, but he did not live in unity with people. But when he went to the temple to worship God, he sang out this psalm.
我只有一个结论。
I only got one conclusion.
你把上面打出来吧。 大卫一生在羡慕和睦。
So David actually desired, he yearned for unity.
黑门山跟这一个耶路撒冷，给你们做一个很简单的图片的解释。
You can see the pictures about the Mount Hermon.
很奇妙，我昨天也用了这个图，今天也用了这个图，因为都是在同一个地方发生的事情。
I shared the picture with you last night too.
黑门山是在以色列地或者巴勒斯坦地是最高的山峰。
So the Mount Hermon is the highest peak in the land of Palestine.
它是终年积雪的。
It was covered by snow all the time.
这个照片是在夏天照的， 而且它边都可以上去滑雪。
You know, even in summer, this picture took in summertime. Even in summertime, it runs, you can go through skiing.
所以当圣经说黑门山有甘露的时候，那真是货真价实的，是今天所谓的矿泉水，今天所谓的最好的 mineral water.
So when the Bible says about the dew falling down from the Mount Hermon, it's real good water, like the mineral water from the mountain.
耶路撒冷，下一张。
And Jerusalem.
我找了一张这种照片。
I got you this picture.
如果你 有人去过耶路撒冷或者就是有去过以色列地吗？
Anyone been to Israel?
有一位啊，感谢主。你如果去那边，你会发现我在2000年的时候，因为短宣我去到那边，我发现你到那边看到两个东西，一个满地都是黄土，都是石头。
I went there about in the year 2000, and I got that my impression is there's a land, all the barren land with just soil and rock.
没有什么绿的地。
And you can't see anything green.
今天以色列人很聪明，科技也发达，都是灌溉出来特别重的绿的地。
And today the Israel they use high tech, so they have some cultivated land.
我把这些耶路撒冷的数据写在下面，它大概海拔有800米那么高。
So this land actually is about 800 miles above the sea level.
它一年的下雨那个降雨量 rainfall 降雨量差不多只有六乘以30，大概只有20英寸那么多。
And the annual rainfall is about 20 inches.
那只有在下冬天的时候，十二月到二月的时候下雨。
The rain season from December.
另外的九个月没有下雨的。
So the rest 9 months there's a very seldom.
很少下雨的。
Rainfall.
我是在八月的时候去到那个地方。
I went there in August.
不但热死人。
It's not just a very hot weather.
也没有水。
And there's no rainfall.
那个耶路撒冷旁边很有名的两条河，吉伦溪，一个叫做 Kidron 啊，我对不起，我用英文的，一个 Kidron Valley， 一个叫做那个叫做Kidron Valley， 两个这个河谷都是干的。
Oh, the valley, two valleys close to the Israel is actually all dry up.
耶路撒冷是那样的一个干旱的地方。
Actually, Jerusalem is a dry land.
光秃秃的地方。
It is a barren land.
可能你没有去过，你想啊，耶路撒冷是一个很美丽的城市。
You haven't been to Jerusalem, so maybe in your mind you think Jerusalem is a beautiful city.
可是你回去只要往下看，我应该下面还有一张，对，谢谢，很好。可是大卫所写的诗歌，他用两个好比，就是让你去激动你的想象力。
So, but in some, in the Psalm written by Paul, he used those words to give you some imagination.
跟我讲说，大卫，所以他说这两第一个好比是那贵重的油要浇在这个亚伦的头上，流到胡须，又流到他的衣襟。
This one says that it is like precious oil poured on the head, running down on the beard.
第二个是这个黑门的甘露要降在锡安山上。
It is also like the dew of Hermon falling down on Mount Zion.
因为有耶和华所命定的福，那就是永远的生命。
For there the Lord bestows his blessings and life ever forevermore.
你们知道古时候他们在高亚伦的时候，那个油很多的，从这里一直流到大胡须，从大胡须又流到他的衣襟。
So when they anointed Aaron, they pour oil on him. They pour on his hair, it fall down to his beard, and then to his collar.
油不是水哈。
But those are oil, they are not water.
蛮浓的。
It's kind of thick.
所以你要从头上一直流到全身下来，这表示全身被神的灵或者被神的圣洁所覆盖、所充满的意思。
So when you pour the oil on people, that means it's a symbolized that the blessings of God is fully cover you abundantly.
是很丰富、很丰厚的。
It's so very abundant.
那黑门山的甘露刚刚讲过了，是终年都有的。
So this dew from Mount Hermon is all year round.
其实如果你们知道以色列的地理的话，如果没有黑门山的话，流下来的水就没有加利利湖，也没有流到死海。
So if you look at the geography of Israel, if there's no water falling down from Mount Hermon, there will be no water in the Lake of Galilee, the Sea of Galilee, and there's no water flowing down to that sea.
黑门山是主要的整个巴勒斯坦地的饮水的来源。
Actually, the water source starts from Mount Hermon to the whole the land of Palestine.
大卫在那里想象。
And David there, he imagined.
这个油像亚伦的，这个油高在亚伦的头上，一直流到衣襟，充满了他个人。
So there is money. Imagine the oil, anointed oil fall down on Aaron's hair, to his beard, to his collar.
在自然界，天门山的甘露搬到大概将近50英里的地方，到锡安山，也就是那个耶路撒冷的意思，降在那块干旱、光秃秃、都是石头的耶路撒冷地。
And also the dew from Mount Hermon flowed down about 50 miles to Mount Zion, that is Jerusalem, and the water filled this barren land.
当然，他在写诗。
Of course, this is just a psalm.
也表达一个意境。
It just presents an atmosphere.
那个意境，他在羡慕那个和睦。
Actually, it shows how David yearned for unity.
因为他一辈子缺少和睦。
Because in his whole life, he lacked this kind of unity.
他有合神心意的心智。
He has the mind to be after God's heart.
可是他却缺少了这个东西。
But he lacks this unity living with people.
他只有在他的想象当中，用这首诗歌来激励他自己，也激励你，也激励我。
So in his imagination, he wrote down this psalm so it gets encouragement to himself and also to other people.
我现在来问大家一个问题。
Let me ask you a question.
你觉得你家中、你的生活、个人的生活当中有和睦吗？
So in your family, do you live with people in unity?
我不要你举手了。
I don't need you.
你在心中自己打分。
I just give yourself a score in your heart.
从零到一百分，你自己打。
From 0 to 100, so what kind of unity you have at your home?
不论你的分数的高低，
no matter how high or low your score is.
我想今天晚上我如果要你们举手，或者是说拿纸条来写字的话，肯定会有两个结论。
So tonight, I either ask you to raise your hand or you write down on paper. I'm sure there are two conclusions.
第一个，我敢说绝对没有人填一百分的。
Because I'm very certain to say that none of you will give a score 100.
第二个，每个人都有一个期望，我的分数能够再高一点。
And everyone, the second conclusion is every one of us.
同意这两个结论吗？
Get a higher score for your family unit.
你们点头哈。
You agree with this?
感谢主。那我们有相同的一个方向往前面走。
So if you agree with me, then we have to share the same goal.
那就是跟大卫一样，我们要朝着更加的和睦的方向来走。
So just like David, we are heading towards a higher ground.
那我们就要看。
Then we have to see.
大卫的子孙耶稣基督对门徒在他自己上十字架之前所说的话。
So then we have to see what Christ talked to his disciples before he went to the cross.
那就是这段约翰福音第十七章第十一节跟二十到二十三节。
So this is from John 17.Verse 11 and then verse
20-23.
Before we read this Bible verses,
知道我们人不管信主还没有信主都向往和睦的。
So we have to remember that no matter we are Christians or not, we all yearn for unity.
孔子向往一个叫做大同的世界，有没有？
You know, Confucius aspired to a world of unity too.
然后今天的中国要向往一个和谐的社会，有没有？
Remember, the today the China, they want to have a harmonious society.
我告诉你，我们在芝加哥每年年底办大会的，上千个人来参加。
We know that we have an annual Christian conference in Chicago.
那个大会是在推动宣教的。
And there are more than 1,000 people come, and this conference is for mission.
可是我可以告诉你一个事实。
But I tell you a fact.
很多的二三十个专题当中，
Among all the 20-30 workshops,
参加人数最最多的
The most popular workshop
是那些讲婚姻关系、亲子关系、职场人际关系的。
It's about family, parenting, and workplace relationships.
一再强调这个世界，他们在向往着合一，向往着和睦。
Because this show that this world also yearn for unity, yearn for a harmonious.
刚刚大家回答一个问题，不和睦的原因是我们基督徒所知道的人的罪性的问题。
You just answered the question. The reason for this unity is because of sin.
这个罪很多时候以自我中心来表达出来。
This sin you have to show it through your egoistic, your self-centered,
或者是单顾自己的事情来表达。
Because you just only mind your own business.
就在这个环境里面，耶稣要上十字架，要回天家之前，告诉门徒这些话。
So these are the things that Christ talked to his disciples before he went to the cross.
我们一起来读，从第十一节先读到第 中间这一段吧，大概是二十一节这边，好吧，我们
来。So we read this verse 11 to
20. 我中间省掉了几节哈，从十一节跳到第二十节来，请我们一起来，请。从以后我不在世上，你们却在世上。我往你那里去，圣父啊，求你因你所赐给我的名保守他们，叫他们合而为一，像我们一样。我不是为这些人祈求，也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求，使他们都合而为一，正如你父在我里边，我在你里面，使他们也在我们的里面，叫世人可以信你差了我来。我们停在这里。耶稣在上十字架之前告诉他们的第一个第十一节，从今以后我不在这个世上，然后他要向圣父祷告，求你们因天父所赐给他的名保守他们合为一，像我们一样。
So in verse 11, Jesus said, I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world. I'm coming to you, Holy Father. Protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one.
字里行间，我想我们应该可以想到，为什么耶稣要为门徒祷告说，求天父，因着天父自己所赐给耶稣的名，保守他们合而为一呢？
So why Jesus prayed to God so that because of his name that the Lord would protect his disciples and make them one?
答案很简单的。
What is the answer?
我们可以反问，你觉得耶稣的门徒有合一吗？
So did you think that the disciples show any unity?
有吗？
Are they united?
不完全，很好的答案。
Not completely.
有，也不要说没有，是有的时候没有。
They have some unity, but sometimes they don't show any unity.
我想我不用一节一节去看了，你们都熟悉的啊，你们读过圣经，门徒之间有彼此争大的，有没有？
Remember the disciples they compete to say who is the greatest.
也彼此争位的，有没有？
And they compete for status positions.
也彼此有很多的争论，有没有？
And they are getting a lot of arguments.
所以门徒当中一直都有许许多多的争论的时候。
So the disciples always got into big arguments.
我们昨天谈到做耶稣基督的门徒，耶稣所说的门徒的所谓的定义，要舍己背起十字架来跟从主。
So last time we talk about how to be a disciple of Christ, and you have to deny yourself and carry your cross and follow Him.
我在这方面自己有很多的省察。
And so I examine myself in this area.
所以应该是下面一个图片，下面一个图片，我跟大家分享耶稣所说的舍己是什么意思。
So now we in this slide we talk about what it means by denying yourself.
舍己，耶稣没有要门徒去舍命的。
Deny yourself doesn't mean you have to give up your life.
那这样子就没有门徒了，也不用传福音了。
That means there's no disciple, no one to preach the gospel.
耶稣所说的舍己是不要看扁自己，不要否定你自己，也不要放弃你自己，任人践踏，任人宰割的。
Deny yourself doesn't mean you look down on yourself and you give up yourself and let other people walk on you.
当耶稣被审判的时候，
when Jesus faced a trial,
面对很多人所问的问题，
when he faced the questions from all the people,
他很多时候他都不回答的，
and a lot of times he didn't even answer.
有一次比拉多问他，那你是神的儿子吗？
Remember one time, Pilate asked him, are you the son of God?
你说的是。
And Jesus answered, "You're right."
耶稣是就说是，不是就说不是。
So for Jesus, yes is yes and no is no.
他肯定自己，他肯定自己的位分。
He's very certain about his status.
他要基督耶稣，他要他的门徒也同样肯定你我今天的位分。
And he also wants his disciples to be certain about your position, your status.
用彼得的话说。我们有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民。
Just like what Peter said, we are the priest, we are the king, the servant of God.
可是这样子不是让你去骄傲了
哈。It doesn't mean that you make you proud of this.
我们昨天说有很多的名，很多你是谁的名词，有基督徒，有门徒，有什么拿他的教党的人等等哈。
So we last yesterday we talked about there are so many other people they call Christians, the followers, or the Nazarene sect.
Yeah, 对吧？然后我有一个故意你从来没有讲的， 有一个圣徒这两个字。
Actually, among the definitions, they also were called the saints.
Yeah. 我要问弟兄姐妹，你是信主的人，请问你是圣徒吗
？So, brothers and sisters, now you are believers. Are you also a saint?
我不要你举手，你觉得你是不是
？Are you a saint? I don't need you to raise your hand.
没有人敢点头啊。
No one dared to say yes.
可不要这样子说，圣人驾到，回避四射。
Maybe in China, we always think a saint is a special person that no one dared to get approach to.
做一个圣徒是一个很容易被人所亲近的人。
To be a saint is someone that people like to get along with.
像耶稣这样子的。
Just like Jesus.
要一个被很容易被人亲近的人，耶稣跟什么？跟罪人，跟那些得麻风的人，各种病人，他摸他们，接触他们，耶稣完全没有回避，人家以为是肮脏，以为是有罪的人。
So Jesus, people like to get along with him because he gets close to the sinners, to the sick people, and to a lot of people in the low status.
我们重新回复昨天所提到的。所谓的走出，你去使万民做我们主的时候，要走出刚刚所说的这些东西的。
So when you say you want to be a disciple of Christ, you have to walk out of yourself.
要走出那些东西，就只有一个条件，舍己。我自己所给他的定义是帮助我自己，也帮助弟兄，这是我自己的心得，就是放下自己。
So what means by denying yourself? As I would say, is just to lay down yourself.
那我就把那个自己今天有一个英文字在这里，让我们更清楚了解，就是那个东西。
So that one that I you have to give up your ego, said the word here.
耶稣定义放下他自己的身份、他的地位、他的权利、他的所有。
So Jesus intentionally he gave up his identity, his position, his authority, and everything.
来到了世界，为了拯救世人。
And he comes to this world so as to save people.
所以他也要我们这些所有的做耶稣基督的门徒，我们要放下自己的身段、自己的职位、自己的权利、自己的所有的，你以为是你拥有的。
So for the Christians, we also have to give up all the things we own, like positions, your authority, your belongings, everything you think you own by yourself.
这些经文我们都很熟悉的。他耶稣本有神的神像，不以自己与神同等为强夺，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既有人的样式，就自己谦卑，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
So some Bible verses we're familiar with, Philippians chapter 2 verse 6-8, who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, take the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of man, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself, became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross.
耶稣定义虚己，从天到地上来。
So Jesus intentionally to deny himself so that he can leave his heavenly place and come down to this world.
也是我们可以学习的，我们在地上也可以学习像耶稣一样的定义虚己。
So on earth, we also learn his example, how to intentionally deny ourselves.
再回到前面的图片。
So let's go back.
前面的 go back. 然后我们要谈到的是当耶稣告诉门徒问门徒这句话说要求天父为他们求合一的时候，我们知道门徒缺少合一，合一跟舍己是有绝对的关系的。
So when we ask his disciple to be in unity, that means they lack of this.
可是不是光光就是说，哎呀，你需要舍己，你要舍己，那怎么办呢？下面还有一个更重要的东西，它一个是负面，一个正面的。他说，你们跟三位一体有很多不像的地方，是在这句话里面看得到的。
So in unity also related to denying yourself, but there's a lot of like.Unity and not unity, and that is related to the relationship in the Trinity.
他要叫门徒像三位一体的那种关系一样。
So we have to be united, just like the relationship in the Holy Trinity.
那种关系是我们应该所向往的。
So that kind of relationship is some relationship we desire for.
那种关系不但是一个标准。
That relationship is not just a standard.
也是让我们能够更加羡慕的。
It's something we aspire.
我记得大卫有一次做过这样子的事情。
I remember one time, David did this.
他口渴了，有没有？
Remember one time he was thirsty.
他说我要喝水。
And he said he was 31 some.
然后他手下有好多的勇士。
And there are many, he had many brilliant soldiers.
有三个勇士。
And there are three brave men.
冲过了敌军腓力斯人的营阵，去那个好像是啊伯利恒的门口去取水。
So they broke through the enemy's line. They went to Bethlehem and get some water.
然后把水拿回来了。
And he got the water back to David.
然后大卫当然很感动。
And David was very touched.
然后大卫说：“你们这个水从哪拿来的？”
And then he asked, "Where did you get this water?"
他们就说是这样子拿来的。
Oh, they told him how.
大卫有没有喝那个水？
Do you remember did David drink those waters?
你知道口渴是很难过的、哦、
You know thirsty is a it's a
很难过的。我在耶路撒冷之后走了两个小时没有水喝，在大太阳之下，我真的是嘴干的很难受的。
So in Jerusalem, I walked under the sun for 2 hours of that water, and my mouth was so dry, and it was in such a.
那可能是我这一辈子唯一最口渴、最难受的一次。
Maybe it's the only experience that I have about deep thirsty.
大卫在那个时候，你记得，圣经告诉我们，他把人家拿来的水浇奠在耶和华面前，换句话说，倒在地上没有喝。
So do you remember what David did? He poured the water in front of God. That means he didn't drain the water.
他说这个水就像你们三位勇士的血一样。
He said this water just like the blood of this brave man.
你们冒着生命的危险去为我取水。
And you risk your life to get water for me.
这种关系，我不但从心里感谢。
This bravery, I not just admire from my heart.
可是我不能喝。这个水
But I cannot drink this water.
几节的经文让我们看到大卫这位合神心意的人，在羡慕和睦的当中，他保护也肯定认定这三位勇士跟他的关系。
So in his even in his thirsty but and his yearn for unity, David he will keep this relationship with this three brave men.
所以当耶稣基督谈到要像三位一体的时候，我们从那个角度去思想，你就会看到当我们在弟兄姐妹在教会里面彼此合一彼此舍己的时候，很多时候我们可以表现像三位一体这样子的关系上的和谐跟合一。
So in our church when our brothers and sisters show this kind of unity, we can also display the unity in the Holy Trinity.
而且合一到怎么一个地步呢？
AndTo what extent should we unite?
正如你父在我里面，我在你里面，使他们也在我里面，叫世人也可以信你差我来。
So just like Peter said, just like you'll be one Father, just you are in me and I in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me.
所以千万弟兄姐妹，我们不要去看我们不像三位一体的部分。
So brothers and sisters, don't just look at the part that we don't act like the Holy Trinity.
我从今天下午到现在用这瓶水做例子，你觉得这是半瓶水吧？
So, you think this is a half bottle of water?
这个半瓶水，你可以说它三分之二是没水的。
You can say that two-thirds of it is empty.
你可以说三分之一是有水的。
Oh, yes, one-third of it is full of water. So, it just depends on which angle you look at this bottle.
当我们看到这个人际关系的时候
，So when we look at this human relationship,
我用一个图片来表达。
So I will show you in a picture.
这个表达的不完整，请你们原谅。
If it is not a complete,
你就把它按出来吧。我想了很久，我说什么叫做你在我里面，我在我里面，你们又在我里面，我说搞不清楚到底是谁在这里面。
What does it mean that you'll be in me and I will be in you and then you'll be in us? So what does it mean? I kind of confused.
这个只是一个表演，只是一个表示，让弟兄姐妹。一同，如果你同意的话，你看到或许这是神所描述的一种关系。
So it's an illustration. Maybe you can agree with me. That is what kind of unity God tried to do.
我用这个杯子哈，这个游戏代表杯子哈，这杯子代表每一个人。
So just like a cup. So every cup is to represent one Christian.
那这当然很多的水嘛哈，好像是海水啊或者湖水一样的。
There's a lot of water.
有的前上面呢就是半杯水吧。
So those at the top may have only half cup.
这个就填得很满了。
That's one is almost.
或许这一些就是满满的，就飘在这个水面上。
So maybe these others are all full of water.
你也看到有的杯，有的大杯，有的是小杯。
Some are bigger glass, some are smaller ones.
有没有关系？
Does this matter?
不管你是大杯，不管你是小杯，不管你是已经满的，或者是半杯的，或者只有三分之一的。
So no matter you are big or you are small one, you are full or half empty.
或者更少的。
Maybe even less, no water.
我们都在这个水的里面。
We are all in this world, in the water.
我们里面也有水的。
So every one of us has water.
耶稣基督对门徒说。要像三位一体一样行在下面。
So that's what Jesus said. We have to be like the Holy Trinity.
我现在要让大家看一个片子。
And now we're going to show you a video.
短短的几分钟。
It's about a few minutes show.
在非洲拍的。
It was filmed in Africa.
用英文发音的。
So is it all in English?
Please.
The second key was a far-reaching partnership. Jesus' family in Osaka was committed to helping the unreached Koti becoming the reached Koti. It was not the personal vision of individuals in the team so much as the church's vision collectively.
Many of us from Mapoga in central Mozambique have worked alongside Jesus' family as missionaries to the Koti people.
Alongside Japanese and Mozambicans, God brought a great mix of people from England, from New Zealand, South Africa. And we experienced a wonderful synergy of people from different churches and different nations all working together for the gospel.
A year before the first team came from Japan, God brought this amazing family from England to work on the Koti translation of the Bible.
Having the scriptures in Koti is vital for the health of the work, and some of the leaders now serve as part of the translation team. Luke and Genesis are complete, and the Koti church uses them joyfully in their worship.
到这里停住了哈，不晓可能你们没有看得很清楚这个字眼，这里面让我们看到几个非常宝贵的东西。
From this short film, we have seen some precious points.
第一个，你可以看到它这里 ，Koti 是在莫桑比克是在非洲的南部的东岸的地方。Koti 是穆斯林的一个很人数不多的一个民族。
Koti is a Muslim group, people living in Mozambique. That is a country in the southeast part of Africa.
有日本人。
Yeah, Japanese.
有韩，我跟他讲，有日本人，有英国人，有这个澳大利亚人，也有新西兰的人，还有英国人一起在那里同工。
So there are workers from Japan, England, New Zealand, Australia, and South Africa.
非常宝贵的。他们就在这个过程当中见证了一件事情。
So in this process, they have they witness.
不同的背景、不同的国家、不同的人，甚至不同的语言，是可以合一的。他们用 partnership 这个字来表达。
So the different people from different culture and languages, but they can show the unity, the partnership.
所以有的时候我要用一个字眼，你看下面这个字眼。用很简单字眼，就是说，在合一里面，其实是一个很简单、一个很 simple 的 unity。
So in partnership, it shows a simple unity.
不需要有很复杂的东西的。
And nothing complicated.
换句话说，很单纯的合一。
Actually, it's just a very simple,
一个和谐的合一。
is the unity of denying yourself.
我在宣教工作上看到这样的合一。
That's what I see in the mission field about partnership.
可是也看到一些伤心的事情。
Of course, there are also other things that break my heart.
所以我们有一个合一的教会，也要为宣教的工厂有一个合一的宣教工厂来祷告。
Since we have a church in unity, we also have to pray for those missionaries, the mission field that they also show unity.
因为当耶稣祷告的时候，还有一个第三点，就今天最后一点最重要的。
Because in Jesus' prayer, they also show the third point and the most important point.
就是合一能够吸引人，吸引世人来认识他。
Because the unity of Christian will attract people to Christ.
就是下面这个经文，就是在第二十二节到二十三节这个部分。
So it's from verse 22 to 23 of John.
那我用几个字眼来表达，在合一里面是有宽度、有高度、有深度的。
Because in simple unity, it shows its width, its height, and its depth.
它的宽度是表示合一，耶稣是要门徒吸引世人来信，那才我来的。
The width of unity will have.Is to show that the disciples can attract people to Christ.
合一有个高度，是神所赐下的能力跟恩典，让基督徒能够彰显神的荣耀。
The height of unity is that you have received the blessings and grace from God, and so that you can glorify God.
合一有一个绝对的深度。那个深度就是在彼此的切实相爱，那你知道这个字的意思。
The unity also shows itself is that we will show genuine, sincere love among people. That is agape love.
就在这样子的环境当中。
So in this environment,
耶稣后来还说，使他们完完全全的合而为一。
So Jesus said that they will be completely united.
对这个宽度、这个高度跟深度有绝对的高度、绝对宽度跟绝对的深度。
So when it's the width, the depth, and the height will show its completeness.
让我们羡慕这样子的高度跟深度跟宽度。
So they will yearn for this kind of unity with great depth.
耶稣讲完这些话之后，钉十字架、受死、埋葬、升天、复活升天。
After this prayer, Jesus was crucified, died, and rose again, and then he ascended to heaven.
几个月以后。
Several months later,
圣灵降临。
The Holy Spirit comes down.
然后很多人就在彼得的讲道里面信了主，三千个人。
The 3,000 people received Christ in after listening to Peter's sermon.
没多久，彼得又借着行了一件神迹，让很多的人信了耶稣。
And after that, Peter performed a miracle and attract more people to Christ.
那是有五千个人。
At the time, there's about 5,000.
我要让大家看这两处《使徒行传》所记载的。
So let's look about what was described in the book of Acts.
这就是在《使徒行传》第二章所说的。
So that was in the book of Acts chapter 2.
是当彼得讲完道之后，有三千人信主以后，圣经所记载的。
So that's what happened after 3,000 people received Christ.
你看，信的人都在一起，凡物共用。
All the believers were together and had everything in common.
你们读这个经文的时候，我让你想想，在这些弟兄姐妹彼此当中，他们合一的高度、跟宽度、跟深度。
So when you read this verse, can you in your mind can you think about the depth, the height, and the width of this unity?
信的人在一起，凡物都共用。
All the believers were together and had everything in common.
平行的这个宽度，大家都在一起。
You can see this width.
并且卖了田产家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。
And they sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need.
那我们看到耶稣所说那个爱的那个深度。
You can see the depth of this love.
他们天天同心合意的横切在店里面，而且在家中擘饼。
Every day they continued to meet together in the temple court and they broke bread in their homes and ate together.
当然这是敬拜神，这是荣耀神的事情，同时也大家在一起在合一当中一起敬拜神，在家中擘饼，甚至在基督里面彰显了切实的相爱。
They worship God in unity and they broke bread in homes to show the sincere love among the disciples.
而且欢欢喜喜的同时吃饭，像今天晚上我们一起吃饭一样。
And ate together with glad and sincere hearts.
这也是彼此之间不但是团契，更是彼此之间相融相合的一个表象。
It's not just a good fellowship, but also show how well they get along.
敬拜神，我们知道是高度的东西。
So worship God is the height of unity.
得众民的喜爱。
And they will, they have favor of all the people.
这就是让众人，让世人看到耶稣基督是谁。
So that people see who Jesus is.
然后主就将得救的人天天加给他们了。
And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved.
这个合一的见证好不好？
So can you show how good this unity shows?
这个合一的吸引力强不强？
How great is the attraction of this unity?
再看下面。
Let's see what happens.
还有另外一处记载的。
There's another verse talking about
this. 刚刚讲的是在第四章所记载的。
This is from Acts chapter 4.
很快的跟大家一起读过去。那许多信的人，这是在五千人信主以后的第二次哈。那许多信的人都一心一意的。
After 5,000 men came to Christ, all these believers were one in heart and mind.
没有一个人说他的东西有一样是自己的。
No one claimed that any of the possessions was their own.
都是大家公用。
But they share everything they have.
使徒又大有能力。
And with great power, the apostles.
见证主耶稣基督复活，众人也都蒙了大恩。
Continue to testify to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and the God's grace was so powerful.
内中也有一些缺乏的人哦。
And that there were no needy persons among them.
因为人人把田产都变卖了，房屋都变卖，把所变卖的价银拿来放在十字架前，照个人所需的就分给了个人，所以他们就没有缺乏了。
For from time to time, those who owned land and houses sold them, brought the money from the sales, and put it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to anyone who had need.
我从这两处的经文再一次看到神耶稣基督在门徒身上的期望，在这两处经文记载了。很大的吸引力把人带到神的面前。
So from these two passages I can see that how the depth within the unity can show such a great attraction to people to go to Christ.
今天很显然有很多的例子，可能我们 Columbia 教会也有这样的例子，只是我不知道。
Today we have see a lot of these kind of examples, maybe even the examples in your church.
我就是用刚才那个莫桑比克的那个 Cody People 的那一些见证，我们再用几分钟的片子让大家看，希望这次能够看得更清楚一点。
But now I'm going to show you the examples from the Cody People from Mozambique and see how they show their unity.
Lastly, the Cody Church is truly there. It is the Cody Church, planted and flourishing in Cody, Florida.
The Cody Church is quite unstructured, very free, and very, very flexible. It's church in the raw. It's all about following Jesus in real life. If the fish are biting, the men might take off to the sea. They can talk to Jesus in the boat and then gather with the others for worship later.
The Cody used to think that you could only meet with God in the mosque, and that the prayer must be done according to carefully defined rituals. So now we love the fact that we can meet with God anytime and anywhere, under the trees or outside the home, in the street or on a boat.
Just like Jesus with the 12. And as far as possible, they avoid using any kind of building for worship, but often it's hot and we need some shade.
The church is not the building. It is not even the meeting. It's the community of followers of Jesus. They define a church by the sacrament. Baptism is the ceremony of beginning to follow Jesus, and Holy Communion is the ongoing expression of fellowship and worship in the community.
When a group of people repent and are baptized, we help them to meet together regularly for worship and Holy Communion. They are a church.
The team approached the Cody with great love and respect for the Muslim culture, and they were received in that spirit. Of course, the Cody could never imagine themselves as Christian or going to church with all the baggage that those words have in them. However, the Cody were surprisingly interested in Jesus.
wekani wa alikitatu yori aliketine ya uisilamu masi ni wa nozela yori aliketu ambi na anlote ingi
wekani nikisa dini masi ni nubayo mpuri atu anlote ingisa usuri keyo no jamaya vajevaya wata nusura yada makono wa ingisa
etukulu tubia duambi na unloda ingisa.
Haven't you lost your culture?
Oh Allah, kwela lona akoti. Ne jila mwende wetu akoti. Na, lo isilamu, anitu wano lukoe, kwela lona akoti.
Kunche tu edi, enitu wawa tariki ya haki, na ninozela, yendo itanu, tariki ya haki.
Kote,
okeye, tupu ya nchao!
Katiri,
alami mwende
nchao!
The last part of this film, they talk about the five truths.
Two ways
to replace the five pillars of the Muslim faith.
很聪明的，他们把原来这些穆斯林的人，当他们信了耶稣之后，他告诉他们说，你并没有改变你的宗教。
So they are very clever because they told the Muslim that they didn't change your religion.
重要的是你现在的罪得到赦免。
But the most important thing is your sin is forgiven.
你现在是跟随耶稣的人。
So you are the follower of Christ.
你是一位敬拜真神的人。
You're the one who worship the true God.
有很多这样子的见证，所以他们就把这五点变成他们在很简单的合一里面的一个重点。
So they put this up the five true ways to become the main points of their unity.
这后面还有很多宣教上面的原则我们可以学习的。
There are a lot of things we can learn from this.
可是我从今天要这里看到一点。就是这一群穆斯原来是穆斯林信了耶稣之后他们变成是一个合一的群体。
So what I want to tell you is that this film to show how this Muslim they begin to become Christ and they show their love in unity.
他们吸引四周围的孩子四周围的大人。
And they attract people, the children or the adults from around to come to them.
后来还说他们到了各个不同的岛屿去传福音。
And the later part of this film is show how they preach the gospel to different islands.
然后也让更多的人因此而信靠耶稣。
And they make so that a lot of people will come to Christ because of this.
我感谢主今天有这个机会把这个片子短短的让大家看到合一所带出来吸引人的那个果效。
So I just I'm glad I show you this film to show you the effect of unity.
因为这样子的片子好像不多哈。
Because there are not that many films like this.
我们要做一个结束。
And now we come to the conclusion.
这个结束很简单，就是说啊，这个我们就先不看了哈，这也不看了，明天我们再谈。结束是这段的经文，就是以弗所书第四章第四节第六节所说的。
So it's a conclusion. We talk about this. Bible verse is from the Ephesians 4:4-6.
因为合一的基础就在身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召同有一个指望，一位主，一个信，一喜，一神，就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之间。
There's one body and one spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all through all, and in you all.
下一章，盼望今天这个信息鼓励我们教会。
So I hope this message will and give encouragement to this church.
也让我们更上一层楼。
So that we can walk to a higher ground.
学习，经常学习的，操练什么叫做舍己。
So discipline yourself to learn how to deny yourself.
从家中，从教会。
Start from your family and your church.
从许多的环境当中。
In different situations.
神是恩待人的神。
God is the one who has mercy.
他一定不会亏待你。
He will not fail you.
我工作了18年，我可以做这个见证。
I've been working for 18 years, and so I can show, I can witness his faithfulness.
神不会亏待你。
He will not fail you.
第二个，我们要更羡慕合一。
Second part is we yearn for unity.
合一是在基督里的关系上的合一。
So it's unity through our relationship with Christ.
当我们有这个羡慕的话，你就会经营，你就会去接力保守。
Because you have this relationship, so you will keep this, and you have to work hard on this.
我们的事工在芝加哥区至少在做一些教会之间彼此合一的侍奉的一些平台的工作。
So in Reverend Hong, his ministry also works about bringing unity among the churches and within the churches in Chicago.
也请您为芝加哥区的华人教会来祷告。
I also ask you to pray for the churches in Chicago.
然后让我们多做一个使人和睦的人。
So that we will be a person who will be a peacemaker.
因为你要称为神的儿女。
Because we are the children of God.
吸引世人来认识信靠耶稣
so that will attract people to know Christ
不管在你的家中在我们的教会在我们的职场甚至在宣教的工厂
not just at home at your church or in your working place or also in the mission field
让我们体贴神的心意
so that will be after God's heart
接力保守圣灵所赐合唯一的心
so that will keep the unity that is given by the Spirit
耶稣说这样子要吸引世人来认识他
So that's what Jesus said. You have to attract all people to him.
那我们就来做宣教。
That is what we do mission.
一起祷告。
Let's pray.
耶稣基督，我们感谢你。
Oh Lord Jesus, we thank you.
你的话日久常新。
Because your words never fail.
今天的经文我们看过很多遍。
And this passage we have read many times.
求圣灵继续的保守。
And ask the Holy Spirit to continue to keep us.
让我们看到合一不但宝贵。
To help us see the preciousness of unity,
也让我们羡慕合一
and that we also yearn for unity.
在我们已经有的基础上更上一层楼
so that we can build on the foundation we have and we grow higher.
让我们向往能够借着操练舍己
so we can aspire that through the discipline of denying ourselves.
我们也能够使别人能够更加的和睦
so that we can help other people to be in unity.
成为一个使人和睦的人
so that we'll be a peacemaker.
不但与神你自己和好。
Not just we reconcile with you,
也与人和好
and that we also reconcile with man.
请你使用我们
so that you can use us,
成为使人和睦的人
so that we will be people that bring unity among people.
见证耶稣基督
that we can
be
bear witness of our Lord Jesus from locally to the end of the earth.
奉耶稣的名祷告
and in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.